Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. And actually, we're like a couple days before Christmas. Instead of, hey, maybe I should say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody, we are getting ready for the holidays. I hope you are as well. I know this year has been nuts for pretty much everybody. And so I hope that we are, like me, looking forward to a time where we get to stop thinking and stressing and just think about our families for a little bit. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully you are as well. Anyway, I want to tell you guys a story that happened last night. It was kind of interesting. So I was, my wife is actually, we're with the kids. It was after church, and we're kind of getting the kids settled, and we had a Christmas program at church, which was really nice, but, you know, kind of the tone in the house hasn't been Christmassy, and my wife, Colette, was just like, we need to do something so it feels like Christmas in here, and so she went and put in the Polar Express, which, you know, obviously we've seen that a million times. It was kind of fun as a family, sit and watch it, and it was interesting as I was watching this, you know, the whole concept is believe, and it's talking about believing in Santa and things like that, and I'm not going to talk too much about that, but, you know, I think that obviously all the things that are happening in the Christmas holiday are symbolic, right? It's the symbolism of gifts, and, you know, Christmas is representing Christ and Him coming and Him bringing the ultimate gift of His life to us, and how amazing it is. And then our job is to believe in Him and believe in that gift and believe in these things. And again, I know that there are different faiths and denominations listening to this, and if you're not Christian, that's okay. This is, you know, if you were telling me some of your beliefs and no matter what you had, I would respect that and listen, and it wouldn't be offensive to me. So hopefully it's not to you either. But, you know, as a Christian, as someone who believes in Christ, you know, I think that Christmas is all symbolic, obviously, of Him and this gift He brought, and our job is to believe in Him and then to have enough belief that our belief actually leads into actions, right? Like if you do believe Him, then what does that mean about you? Like, how are you going to try to change your life? How are you going to become a better person? How are you going to try to live? And it's interesting, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, you know, Christmas is such a type and shadow of Christ. And I started thinking about just how many other things throughout life are types and shadows of that, right? For those who read the Old Testament, you have the story of Abraham and Isaac and how he had to sacrifice his son, right? And that is the type and shadow of when our Heavenly Father had to sacrifice His Son, Christ. And throughout the Bible and through other scriptures, like, there's all these types and shadows where things are happening, and it's foreshadowing events that are happening later in time, right? And it's so interesting. And I think that I feel like we have this consistent, I don't know how to explain this correctly. Hopefully I don't mess this up too bad. But throughout our lives, there's these patterns that repeat themselves for us to see and to notice, right? And it's interesting because, my goal is not to get sacrilegious with this, so hopefully I'm not, but it's interesting, like, you know, you guys are here listening to this podcast because you're entrepreneurs and you're trying to figure out how to market your business and things like that. And so what's the correlation for us, right? And you think about that, like, you know, in the movie The Polar Express, these kids are getting on a train, and the train's moving forward. And, you know, one of the lines at the end is like, your job is not to you know, think if the train, you know, try to decide if the train's real or not. Your job is just to get on the train, right? And they go through this whole process and talking about how important it is to believe, and you've got to believe in this thing that you can't see yet. And there's kind of the guy on the top of the Polar Express who's like the opposite, who's the naysayer, who's like, you know, if you can't see it, you can't believe it, you know, and there's kind of the light and the dark kind of pulling you in both directions, right? And so obviously there's the spiritual journey that's symbolizing, right? Like, this life, we're on this train, we're going towards something. You believe, you don't believe, there's people pulling you away and all those kind of things as you are going to this destination. But I think about it with business, how similar it is too. Like, we come on this business. And it's like, okay, the train's moving, right? All you guys who are here, either you're on the train now or you're watching the train go by, you're seeing stories of person after person after person having success. And you're like, I don't know what to do. Like, do I get on the train? Do I get off the train? Is that train even real? Like, is this stuff real? Russell's talking about, is it fake? Are people actually having success? Like, there's all these things, right? And the first step is your goal is not to try to believe if the train's real or not. It's just to get on the train, right? And so if you're not on the train, that's the first step. And then you get on the train, and then it's like, you know, I still think there's so many people that are skeptical. Like, oh, is this real? Is it not real? Like, do I believe? Do I not believe? And it's like, you've got to believe. Because if you don't believe, like, you don't have faith first, then your actions aren't going to follow, right? If, like, I think this might be real, but I'm not really sure. The way that you pursue that, is going to change, right? It's the reason why when we have faith in God or in Christ or whatever you have faith in, right? Like, if you have faith and you actually believe, you're going to do things differently. You're going to live differently. You're going to become someone different because you have belief in it. If you're like, oh, this may not be, like, you're more skeptical, like, you're not going to take the steps you need to do. And the same thing is true in business. Like, in business, if you're getting on this train and you're like, I think it's true, but I'm not really sure. I'm kind of going back and forth. Like, maybe it's a scam. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm successful. Maybe I'm not going to be able to be successful. Like, all the things, right? If you don't have belief, you're not going to take the steps necessary to be successful. Like, that's just it's an eternal principle, like, in anything, you know? And it's true in the, you know, obviously this is a business podcast, but it's true in all aspects of life, right? With marriage, when you meet your spouse, your significant other, or that person that you're going to marry, and it's like, do I get on the train? Do I not get on the train? And like, is this the right person? It's like, no, like you have to believe this is the right person, right? You have belief in it. And then if you believe, like, this is your person that you're going to marry, this is my spouse, like, you do things differently, right? You become someone different. And so it's true in all aspects of life. Same with if you're going to schooling, if you're going into, I don't care what it is. And so as I was watching, I was just like thinking how interesting it is, how we have these types and these shadows that the process is the same though, over and over and over again, right? And so in this Christmas season, I don't know, this is kind of a weird podcast to do, and I was nervous recording it, and maybe it makes no sense to you, but I think that these principles, you know, they're, as we use them in the Christmas thing, they're kind of funny and they're cute. You watch all the cartoons and the TV shows, and there's that version of it. But if you look at it through the lens of, like, this is a type and a shadow of my beliefs in God, or my beliefs in my business, or my beliefs in my spouse, or my beliefs in myself, my own identity, my own, like, you start looking at that, there's these really cool patterns that happen consistently over and over and over and over and over again. And maybe the movie's talking about belief in something that may not actually be real, but it's a fable, it's a story to illustrate something differently, right? I don't know, that's kind of been my interesting thing for me as I've been watching this and just looking at, you know, I used to watch Christmas movies just for an enjoying thing, but I'm trying to look at them now, at least as of yesterday, like, as a personal development seminar, right? Like, what are the principles here? They're talking about belief, they're talking about faith, they're talking about, if you do have belief, like, how does that change? If you have real faith, how does that change your actions? And then what's the fruits of that? Like, what happens because of it, right? And so, anyway, it's kind of interesting. So my challenge for you guys in this Christmas season, as you guys are watching these things and having fun with your family, is just start looking at it because it's something that you can use in different areas of your life, from your business, to your spiritual life, to your family life, to your relationships. The pattern is there, and it repeats itself over and over and over again. It's interesting. It's like when I was geeking out doing all the study on the hero's two journeys. If I've done some episodes on that, but if you read the book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, right, he talks about, Joseph Campbell in that book talks about how if you look at all story from, like, the beginning of time till now, it doesn't matter what society, what language, what time, what era, the story frameworks are the same. And they're you see them over and over and over again, right? Almost all successful movie, book, folklore, myth, story, like, they all follow the same pattern. And I think for a lot of us, we, you know, at least for me, I look at them like, that's really cool. I'm going to, you know, this is the pattern that George Lucas used to build Star Wars. Like, it's really cool. There's the pattern. I see it. I'm going to go back and replicate it. But it's like, wait, why is that pattern there everywhere? Like, why has it been in our DNA as a society from the beginning of time till now? It doesn't matter what language, what society, what time, what era you live in, that thing is there. And it's like, maybe it's just not a storyline that someone invented and taught everybody way back in the day. Maybe it's a framework. Maybe it's truth. Maybe it's something there. In fact, if you start looking at just then The Hero with a Thousand Faces, right, that book or that framework, it's like, oh my gosh, like, the reason why this storyline has been used so many times is because it's our storyline. It's your storyline, right? You start looking at that, and that's the reason why we connect with those movies, because we start seeing this over and over and over again. It's like, this is my story. And so, I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking things. Maybe it's out of place for me to talk about this on a marketing podcast, but I just want you guys to, as you're watching movies and things, is just try to put yourself in that. How does this relate to your business? How does it relate to your life? How does it relate to your spirituality? How does it relate to your relationship with God? Because it does. And even though the stories may be goofy, maybe a reindeer with a red nose and maybe, whatever, it's the frameworks, the stories that you guys are hearing are based on true principles, and there's truth in all these things. So anyway, there you go. I'm sure I offended someone. For you, I apologize. For everybody else, hope you enjoyed it. And if you got nothing from this, then just skip through it and listen to the next episode after Christmas. But with that said, Merry Christmas. I appreciate you guys all. I'm grateful to be here, grateful honestly for your attention. You know, the fact that you listen in this podcast means the world to me. Hopefully you get value from it. And we have some new things coming up in the new year and moving forward to make this podcast even better and more exciting. So I'll keep you guys in loop on that. With that said, if I don't talk to you before the end of the holidays, have a great holiday, and I'll talk to you guys all again later. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.